Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 98.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs.
Let's do this shit.
Wolf, what a bear.
Yep, geeky with me.
Bear Podcast.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard.
And this is Excalibur.
Yes, and I'm here in the suburbs of Houston.
And I'm here in the suburbs of Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, thank you everyone for joining us here. This is episode 98, and yeah, we're getting near episode 100.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. And of course, in that episode, we'll be drawing the winners for our raffle for Bear Films Fur Frenzy Videos. And Bear Films Calendar 2007. Yeah, we'll do the drawing on December 25th. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
I've seen the movie Fur Frenzy, and I'll let you know, it's hot. So, yeah, it's definitely a hot movie.
Weekend Update.
All right, Weekend Update. So, what happened to you last weekend?
Well, good news and bad news. Yeah.
What a start.
Let's go ahead and get the bad news out of the way. For those who haven't heard, my stepfather passed away last week. And it was from complications from diabetes. And I just wanted to take the time to thank everybody who sent all their well wishes to me and everything. They really meant a lot. And just wanted to say thank you. So I was dealing with that. I was dealing with, of course, you know, it's Christmas is literally 2 weeks away, so I'm dealing with the frenzy of that, but I was able to break away from it all and actually be able to have a good time. I went over to a party being hosted by Dave, who's the president of the Dallas Bears, and it was a Christmas party, but at the same time, it was also a surprise birthday party for him. So we sat around, we chatted, we stayed in from the extreme cold. There was actually a couple of guys who got brave and ran outside in the 29-degree temperature and jumped in the hot tub naked.
Ooh, and that's always nice.
Well, there was a nice fire pit next to it, too, so they had that rolling. And then Dave's kitchen is great because this is the first time I've ever been over to his house, and he's modeled his entire kitchen to look like something out of – do you remember Bob's Big Boy?
I don't think so. I don't know.
There's this chain of restaurants called Bob's Big Boy, and the the mascot was a chubby guy. And so he's got all this Bob Big Boy memorabilia in the kitchen. He's got his kitchen to look like a 1950s Bob Big Boy with the menu and everything. It's this great themed kitchen. And so that's where a lot of the action happened because the theme of...
Wait, action.
Not that type of action.
Oh, okay. One track mind, sorry. Okay.
But The whole theme of the party was make your own food with the snack master. So we had that little snack masters lined up, and we were making our own sandwiches and praying that we weren't shorting out the energy because his whole entire house apparently, when lit up, looks like a runaway float from the Main Street Electrical Parade at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And because he had all the lights going, and when he plugged in the snack masters originally, it shut the power off at the house.
Oh, no.
So we were praying that that wouldn't happen. But we also watched The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and what was great was there was music in two different rooms. We had the traditional Christmas music going on in the main room, and then when you went into the room where all the snacks was, it was like a Divalicious Christmas, because it was Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton and Mariah Carey, and just such a contrast. It was great. I wish I wouldn't have had it left early, but I had to work the next day. And I finally got to meet people that I've only conversed with online, finally got to meet them in person and hang out and chat with them. And yeah, Chris and I had a good time where we went. So just wanted to say thanks, if you're listening, Dave. Thanks for hosting a great party, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dave. Yeah. Well, let me see. Saturday, what did I do? I went to the Houston Air Bears holiday party. So yeah, you have your Dallas Bears group, and I have the Houston Air Bears group. Yeah, we had the holiday party at our friend Joe's house. And, of course, whenever we have a party like that, we always have we do the White Elephant gift exchange. Did you guys do that? No.
We didn't do that. However, the Denton Area Bears is about ready to host a Christmas party, and we were discussing about whether or not to do White Elephant. I love White Elephant.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm all for it.
Yeah, it was fun because I was about towards the end, which is cool. I get to steal, and you pretty much know what's out there already. Mm-hmm. So, the one that I really liked was a teddy bear with scratch off lotto.
Ah.
Yeah, who knows? I might win. Well, well, actually, this evening, I did try scratching it off. I only won $1. So.
Woohoo! All right.
Woo-hoo. It's more expensive to go to the store to redeem it. Mm. So, yeah, I was hoping to get a bit more, but I tried.
So it's a bunch of bears gathered around doing White Elephant. I have to ask, who brought the lube?
Oh, good question. Well, one of the members, Julio, who also catered it, I think he brought this big bottle of lube, I think. I don't know if he brought it, but it's actually a fisting kit.
Oh, God.
Crisco, lube, gloves. And yeah, I mean, somebody got it. I don't know who brought it, but somebody got it, and it was funny. It was funny.
Well, Chris came with a great idea for if they do White Elephant, what we're going to do as our gift, we're going to get a gift basket, and mm-hmm. we're going to call it the White Trash Gift Basket. And what it's going to be is, you know how they have gift baskets that's got bottle of wine and puffy cheese sticks and crackers and
yeah.
whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do our own version, which we're going to call the White Trash Ghetto version, where it's going to be a bottle of Boone's Farm Strawberry Fields and then a bag of Cheesy Poofs.
Okay.
So, it's just total, you know, trailer trash Christmas gift basket. So.
When is their party? This coming weekend?
It's December 23rd. I'm hoping that I have the night off. I can't request that night off at all because it's in the home stretch. So hopefully I have that evening free so I can go and hang out with them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, maybe we can announce that in December 23rd. Yeah, we'll probably put a link on there. Website, probably people there and then like Tawn Me, mm-hmm. Wind Bear. I'm quite sure he's going to be there.
Actually, he's not. I talked with him. He's going to be out of town with the family. So.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to meet someday. It seems that every time the opportunity comes up where Tommy and I are going to meet, something happens. Mm. We're always crossing paths and everything.
Yeah.
So.
I remember last TBR, I was there, but he went back to Denton, so. I keep missing up with Wind Bear. But anyway, let's go. Let's go back to Houston, okay? We're talking about the weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to continue about Houston, we went to the Heights. It's actually pretty much known as the gay area there, gay residence.
The Heights sounds like an old TV show from the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But many straight people are now. Living there. Yeah, and we went to the Lights in the Heights. That's where the neighborhood would light up candles and put them in white paper bags and put it on the sidewalk. And there's lines and lines of candles all over the streets. And it's so beautiful in the dark. And, and the houses were, lit up with the Christmas lights. There were houses covered with Christmas lights, and there were carolers and brass bands and guitar players, people just singing. Each corner there's somebody performing and people are watching. What was the best that I've seen was bagpipers in kilts. Yeah.
What was the temperature?
Oh, it wasn't too cold. It was about probably in the 60s or
50s. Then it's comfortable enough to wear kilts then.
Yeah. And I'm quite sure they wore it all natural.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the only way to wear a kilt.
That's right. And they were woofy, and they were playing songs. They played, what did they sing? Not sing, but what did they play? Carol of the Bells and stuff. It doesn't sound good with a bagpipe.
I can imagine. No.
Yeah, but they played their
songs. You have to
give
them an A for effort, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for them to play Smoke in the Water or something, but no, they didn't. It's not. I remember they did that. I mean, it's the same group, I think. They did that in Renaissance Festival, but in this last weekend, they didn't. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much my weekend. Cool. Okay, let's talk about TV shows. Just before this recording that I'm doing, I was actually watching The Lost Room. It's pretty interesting.
Lost Room, what's that?
It's in the Sci-Fi channel. It's starring Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under. I don't know if you used to watch that.
I did, actually, yeah.
Yeah. It's about a cop who got this key that can open a door, or any door, actually, and he would walk through it and goes to this motel. He could even use the key on a closet, and he would go to another. Instead, when he opens it, he would see a motel room. It's kind of interesting. So then the story kind of revolved around that, and I'm actually in the middle of it. But then when I was watching it, I had to go upstairs to do the prep for the show. Yeah, but it's interesting. So I would recommend that to everyone out there who likes sci-fi. Just watch Lost Room.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of like Twin Peakish, or
I'm not sure because I was in the middle of it and I didn't get to finish it. I'll finish it after this show, after recording this show, so you'll hear more about it.
Oh, that is. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, as for you, I was about to call you earlier, but I remembered you were watching something else.
Well, I was trying to watch something else, and 17 minutes into it, we just had to turn it off. Tonight was the recording this on Monday the 11th.
Yeah, December 11th, yeah.
And tonight on NBC was the live-action remake of the Rankin-Bass classic, The Year Without Santa. And I've been morbidly curious to watch this ever since I saw this scene that was leaked online featuring Harvey Fierstein and Michael McKean as the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser from the old special. And I'm looking at this thinking this is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And so I go and look at the cast, and I'm seeing not only Harvey Fierstein and Michael McKean, but Delta Burke, John Goodman, Chris Kattan. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, my God, this is the gayest television special that was made for Christmas since the Pee Wee's Playhouse Christmas special. Uh-huh. I have to see this. So, and I'm saying that, and they didn't even say in the cast, and we find out, you know, as we're watching the movie, that Carson from Queer Eye from The Straight Guy's in it as well. So if it wasn't gay enough, throw in Carson.
Of course.
So we're watching this, and we honestly were having a hard time getting into it because, one, John Goodman, I know, is a sexual fantasy for a lot of bears out there. However, honey, he's not looking good anymore. He honestly looks like they pulled him out of a retirement home.
Oh.
He looked bad.
I got a story about that. Mike's roommate, my partner's roommate, was in a flight to Hawaii, I think, something like that. And I think, I don't know, I don't know if it's true, but that's what he said, that he saw John Goodman on the flight going to Hawaii or back, I think. And he took off his shoes, and he's got bad feet and stuff. Oof. Like that. Ew. Sorry, John Goodman.
Yeah,
fans.
He looked bad. I mean, I don't know if it was makeup or if John Goodman's really starting to get that transparent, papery skin on his face. I don't know, but he just looked bad.
Wasn't he in the Studio 60 for a while?
He had a recurring role on there. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked old there, too. Yeah, very
old. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not showing his age well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we've got that going on. On top of that, we have Chris Kattan, and I was very uncomfortable watching Chris Kattan during the 17 minutes that I had it on, not because it's Chris Kattan, but because it looked like Chris Kattan had pink eye in his left eye. And whenever he's on the screen, I'm not paying attention to his performance. My eyes are focused on the fact that it looks like this man has pink eye, and I'm going, why is he acting in this movie with pink eye? It looks very uncomfortable. And then we have the incredibly bad acting that's going on and the incredibly bad plot, and I'm just sitting there and I'm going, please, this has to get better. This has to get better. This has to get better. And just when I thought that it couldn't stoop to a lower level, out of nowhere, Dr. Laura appears in the movie. And at that point, I finally had enough, because I'm sitting there and I'm going, I know money talks, but Carson from Queer Eye and Harvey Fierstein should be ashamed of themselves with being involved in a product that features such a notorious homophobe.
Maybe she was there to balance it because of the too much gayness.
Oh, I don't know, but it's just... I mean, and the thing is the joke failed. The joke was supposed to be... Eddie Griffith, who was also in the movie, rattled off some sort of self-help advice, and they're like, where did you learn that from? And she goes, oh, I learned it from Dr. Laura. And it just... it didn't work. And I'm going, you know, it would work better if they would have said Dr. Phil. The joke would have worked better. But, no, instead they went with Dr. Laura, and I'm like, is she still alive? You know? So finally at that point I went, I've had enough. I turned the movie off, and Chris and I were like, well, now what? So what we did is we went and we dug out of our Mystery Science Theater 3000 collection the episode Santa Claus Conquers the Martians and had fun watching that instead. Wow. You can never go wrong with Pia Zadora. So.
Ooh, she's Filipina. That's right.
So, yeah, that was our television tonight. But
yeah. Well, one of the things that we're not going to watch for a while is our favorite, Heroes.
Heroes, I know. I mean, it's one thing that we're not having Lost until February, and quite frankly, I don't care. Lost has officially lost me. I have no desire on seeing any future episodes of Lost because they're not explaining anything, and enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Lost needs to take a hint from Heroes. Heroes, yeah, they constantly are putting out new questions, but they're answering questions. And this cliffhanger episode that they just gave us, oh my god, it was a nerve-wracking cliffhanger to hang on. And I'm like, oh, no, don't end yet. You know, when I'm watching it.
I know. Gosh, it's awesome. I mean, I really love Heroes, and I can understand that they need to take a break, I guess, and we have to wait. But I did notice something. I have been telling you about this before, Roy, too, that it's best right now to really watch the reruns.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch the reruns, guys, everybody there who are Heroes fans, if you watch Heroes, it would be you'd be seeing things, details that happened in the past that would make more sense now if you see it now than it did back then. I mean, watching reruns made me see, like, Peter Petrelli drawing something and the symbols coming out of Claire's notebook, stuff like that. And, yeah, you see lots of details pertaining to the latest episode. And, oh, my God, so that's why. So many questions are answered. So, yeah. So, yeah, if you guys get the chance to watch the reruns, yeah, go ahead, until we reach January.
Well, I think they're not running reruns on NBC, but they're running the reruns on the Sci-Fi Channel. I know that the Sci-Fi Channel. They recently had a mini marathon of the first 9 episodes of Heroes, so that'd probably be the place to watch them at, because they've got all this bizarre television programming coming up on NBC. Like, next week we've got that game show Identity.
Mm-hmm.
With Penn Jillette, and
in the Sci-Fi Channel, Penn Jillette.
Okay. No, this is on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
It's in the same time slot where Heroes would normally be on. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So guys out there, Heroes fans, are you on the list?
Deck the halls with Super Mario, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be gaming, fa la 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 la. Okay, I'm out.
How festive. Yeah, video games, guys, video games. And during Black Friday, everybody knows about that, I guess, many people were lining up to get the Nintendo Wii. And PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Well, people weren't lining up to get the PlayStation 3. People were killing each other.
Yes, many people were hurt in some store. Yeah. Was it stampeding? Or no. I mean, people grabbing each other or something like that.
Well,
right?
There was also shootings and stabbings and everything else. It's ridiculous. It's just a fucking game unit.
Did you see that at the stores? I mean, did you see lines there in Dallas?
We did, yes. We did. And all I could do is just shake my head. First of all, any true gamer knows that you'd never buy first-generation game units because they're always filled with bugs.
Well, what's good about these, they're like the Windows software or Mac OS. They do updates online, so I guess that's the advantage of the new ones right now. But still, it's first generation.
And it's first generation. I never buy first generation anything because there's always going to be an initial problem with something. Mm-hmm. So I always wait until the next generation comes out and then see how that works. And then if that works okay, then I go get it.
It is pretty good. It's very tempting. I'm not impressed with PS3, though. It's very expensive.
Not at all. I've seen the PS3 in action, and you know, a couple of my friends have said that good graphics is what they usually go for. And you know, good graphics is fine and dandy, but to me, it's still not worth $600 for a game unit.
No.
Especially when, one, they're forcing Blu-ray down your throat. Mm-hmm. And second of all, there are some, and I don't think a lot of people who are getting the PS3 really know this, games that are out there are incomplete. You have to download levels off of online in order to complete the game, and I think that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit.
They're all hooked up to the net anyway, so... Mm-hmm. Well, I think the best bang for the buck really is the Wii. If
it
you
is.
Spend, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the graphics quality is not as good as the PS3 or the Xbox 360, but look at what you're getting. First of all, it's a completely brand new form of gameplay, that motion control stick. Second of all, you have access to the library of practically every single Nintendo game that's ever been made from the first Nintendo console all the way up that you'll be able to download into the Wii and play. So games that you grew up with, you'll be able to play again with no problem. Yeah. To me, I think that's a cool feature because there are some games that came out for the original Nintendo that I absolutely loved and would love to play again.
Excite Bike,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that very well. Even back in Manila, yeah, I used to play that a lot, Excite Bike.
Oh, Excite Bike was addictive.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I was thinking about it. If they have that motion sensor thing on the controller thing, mm-hmm. you could play bowling and tennis, I think. I would imagine they have something specifically for Chris over there. You know what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, he said that he won't be surprised if some tech-savvy Star Wars nerd actually takes the Nintendo Wii remote control and turns it into a lightsaber.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a matter of time, honestly.
I'm imagining it. Because it's got the motion sensor mm-hmm. thing, you can actually parry. And yeah, I would imagine a first-person Jedi thing that
you
can easily wave around. And I think... You guys would have a blast with it.
Well, they have a samurai game already available where you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I've actually played the Wii, and I fell in love with the Wii. I played the tennis that comes with the game. And it's addictive when you're actually able to... It's very touch sensitive. You just barely move it, and it will respond on the screen. So that's one thing you have to watch out with, is that it is very touch sensitive.
I heard about people throwing the controller.
Launching out of their hands. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, they have to wave around and people end up throwing their controllers to the ceiling fans and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to get used to a new way of playing games. We're so used to control pads that, you know, this is something completely brand new and foreign to us. So we have to relearn how we play video games.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I brought up... video games, it's because of video game addiction. Yeah, I got this article from Wayne from Live Journal. Wayne goes by Cachorro 34 in Live Journal,
and he's hot.
Yeah, hi Wayner. Okay, so
hi Wayne.
Yeah, it's an interesting article regarding a video game addiction because it talks about kids playing games and dropping out of school.
World of Warcraft.
No, it says they're EverQuest. It's a different different game.
Okay.
But
well,
still.
World of Warcraft definitely falls in that same category.
Well, yeah. I'm sure a lot of listeners that are playing World of Warcraft maybe while listening to the show. I don't know, maybe.
Come on, guys, admit it. It controls your life. Admit it.
Yeah. But I'm sure you guys can, just manage your time for a live journal and for chatting and World of Warcraft. Yeah, and I used to play World of Warcraft. I played last year, and it's really addictive. But it's very time consuming. It takes days. I think I'm a 13th level rogue. You guys may playing World of Warcraft there might know. Yeah, and we used to hang around in the Hellscream server. Yeah, but I had to stop because it's very time consuming and I can't do my other work because I have some websites to do and also my regular work and, of course, this podcast. So it's very time consuming.
Did that episode of South Park where they made fun of World
of Warcraft
pretty much
nail it? I just had to watch that. It was shown a few months ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, that was awesome. I mean, I could relate. And I think I remember walking through that town that they were showing there. It's awesome. I'm quite sure Blizzard really paid a lot to have World of Warcraft featured in South Park.
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, well, of you guys that are listening, are you guys addicted to video games?
Or are you, and if people who are listening out there, are there some games out there that, I mean, either in the present or the past just frustrated you so much that you literally wanted to take your game unit and launch it out the window? The reason why I say that is because I recently discovered, I guess you could say it's a video podcast online, since we're on the subject matter of gaming. It's this guy who calls himself the Angry Nintendo Nerd, and he looks back at the old school NES video games and just talks about how incredibly bad they are, and he's angry. He really is, and you know he has every right to be. He talks about the Nightmare on Elm Street game. He talks about the Top Gun video game. He talks about McKids, which was this video game that came out for McDonald's, and the game was notorious because it didn't have a way to beat the game at all. Mm. And he just talks about all these games that are just incredibly horrible, and he's got a great catchphrase, which is, "That was a shitload of fuck." Which to me wins the award for the most creative form of cursing ever. But it's I highly recommend it to everybody, especially if you get really frustrated at playing video games. Go check them out. We'll have the post, the link available on Bear Podcast. But it's a great video show, The Angry Nintendo Nerd.
Oh, better check it out then.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
I have here a bear from Dayton, Ohio. He goes by John, 66, in Bear 411. Yeah, his name is John, I guess. Okay, let me read his profile here. I'm a 40-year-old bear looking for other bears or chasers for friendship and or maybe a relationship. I like going out to dinner and musicals. Okay, that's gay. Well, I like musicals too. Okay, I like watching sci-fi and fantasy-themed shows. I would like to share my life with someone special. If you would like to know more about me, send me a message. Yeah. So, yeah. So he looks familiar, though. I may have seen him in a bear run, probably in a TBRE or something. All right. So yeah, check him out. John 66 and Bear 411. This episode is brought to you by Bear Films. Yeah, and he sent me some stuff, VHS tapes and calendars for you guys. So, yeah, join a raffle. Yeah, visit the website at www.bearfilms.com. The holidays are getting near, guys. And if you guys are going to send out greeting cards or holiday cards, yeah, that would be very much appreciated. Yeah, you can send it to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Yeah, I'd like to hear from you guys through snail mail, yeah. I'm still not feeling too well. I'm having this congestion in my chest and sorry. All right, so yeah, we're gonna blow through these events that are coming up. Okay. Okay, the first annual Santa Speedo Sprint, 0.5K, for the Albany Damien Center on Saturday, December 16th, in Albany, New York. Yes. The Albany Society for the Advancement of Philanthropy, ASAP for short, along with the Q103, are proud to present the inaugural Santa Speedo 0.5K. On December 16th, ASAP and friends will endure the cold. Oh, my gosh. Albany, New York, yeah. It's got to be cold there right now. Okay, so on December 16th, ASAP and friends will endure the cold for a 0.5K fun run or walk. And yeah, so, and we won't be wearing anything but Speedos. Wow. And of course, a little holiday flair. Yeah, that'd be nice. James Larson from Bear Albany is joining that. So, yeah, probably you can support the cause. Yeah, okay, let me read more here. We are asking each runner to raise a minimum of $25 to participate. Event t-shirt with donation will while supplies last. But you don't have to stop there. Please visit our registration section to download a pledge sheet to ask family, friends, and co-workers to sponsor you as well. Awesome. Yeah, so visit the website at albanyspeedosprint.com. Okay, let's go to Berlin, Germany. Yeah, New Bears Eve. Yeah, that's starting from December 28th, actually. Yeah, so we're looking forward to celebrate our first New Bears Eve on December 31st. Actually, their schedule says here that they're starting on December 28th. They're going to have a meeting at Mario's Nape. And warm-up night on December 29th. And then, the most exciting part, I guess, is Saturday, Bear Sauna from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wow! The whole day. Yeah, it's going to be at the Gate Sauna with a coffee and cake buffet. Admission fee is only €8 instead of €14 when presenting a party ticket. Okay, so, and then on Sunday, in the morning, Bear Brunch. And then at 9 p.m., the New Bears Eve Party. Ah, exciting. Okay, so visit the website at newbearseve.com. Yeah, check it out just in case you guys are in Europe. Okay, let's do something local now. Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, California. And then the Hollywood premiere New Year's Eve. Yeah, Kuma LA is hosting a dance party and fundraising event called Premiere at the Wilshire Theater to ring in the new year. We are dedicating this event to our dear friend Steve Mackin. His SFS Mac on Bear 411. You guys might know him. Who was sadly taken from us due to cancer late October. Yeah, I remember him being posted in all over LiveJournal. He was an amazing friend to many with a positive and encouraging spirit. Because of this loss, our fundraising efforts from this event will benefit the American Cancer Society, the Hospice of Nelson County, and the AIDS Cause SF. For your enjoyment, we have two rooms, one playing the best in top 40, hip-hop, and mashups, the other playing the hottest electronica, including trance, techno, and house, as well as VIP area that overlooks both rooms. There will also be a raffle, silent auction, vendor area, VIP giveaways, and many more surprises. So get your party on and support a great cause at the same time. Yeah, so visit the website at www.kuma-la.com. I have a listener email here from Randy. Yay. Okay, let me read this email here. Please enter me in your raffle for the video. I recently started listening to your podcast and really enjoy it. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm not a bear, but more bear chaser. Just like me. My partner is very bearish. Yeah, thank you, Randy, for your email. Yeah, I hope you keep listening. Okay, so now let's go back to the show. All right, it's time for our shout-outs.
Shout-out!
Yes, let me see. I got a call today from Mario. He was a guest in episode 90.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, he's in Iraq, and he was bored. Hey, Mario, if you're listening, hi. I hope you don't get bored too much. Yeah. He says the only entertainment he's got there is Netflix. I didn't know Netflix would reach Iraq. So.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, but it apparently it does. And I don't know. It might take them days to get there. I sure hope he gets something like 8 at a time so he could really be entertained there. Yeah, and who else? Houston Air Bears for throwing a great party. The Triad did a good job. And of course, yeah, Julio prepared a great feast that weekend. He did it all alone. I mean, he prepared, he catered the whole thing single-handedly, and it was great food and great party. Thank you Julio for doing such a great work. And yeah, that's it. How about you?
First and foremost, again, I want to thank everybody who gave all their kind words and support and everything during it was a pretty rough 2 weeks that I just had, and I just want again to say thank you to everybody. Second, I want to give a shout out to Tommy Windbear, better known as T. Lloyd as well, on the
Moment of Minutia.
Moment of Minutia. I received your copy of Risky Business. Thank you.
Oh,
very
that's
much.
Right. You won. I remember. I was watching your show.
It, yeah.
You won.
So I now have Risky Business, and I guess it's a Tom Cruise film I wouldn't mind owning because it's actually a pretty good film. I want to give a shout out in the Don and Drew universe. I want to give a shout out to the Nintendo Freak. I found out he recently purchased my movie Bear Paws.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And I'm very curious to know what
gay?
His response. Yeah, he's bi-curious.
He's bi-curious.
And I apparently this is the first bear porn he ever bought. So I'm curious to hear his reaction.
Wait a second.
It.
Don't you think it's too hardcore from a regular?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, and he bought the director's cut. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hardcore edition. So
the hardcore edition.
If this is his first introduction into bear porn, yeah, everything else that's going to be coming out afterwards is going to be tame compared to some of the stuff that happens in that video.
We're having a bear admirer in the making.
Ooh, you never know.
Yeah.
And last, certainly not least, I have to give a big shout-out. A very, very big shout-out to Chris, because Chris has really been there for me in the past 2 weeks, and we've seen good, we've seen bad, we've seen ugly, and we've had a hard time. And, you know, no matter through all my frustrations that I've went through and everything, he's been there, and he's shown me his support, and it really means a lot to me, so I just wanted to say thank you very much to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have one more shout-out. Oh, I completely forgot about this. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't have forgotten about this. Ryan. Ryan Roman, better known as Bobo Dreams, on LiveJournal. He does a comic on there called Kid Zero, and you can find the comic book through a group called Activate. We'll have the link online. Been in communications with him and everything, and I found out that I'm becoming a comic book character, apparently.
I seen like Excalibur, really?
Yeah, Excalibur is becoming a comic book character. As a matter of fact, if there's anybody listening to this who's on LiveJournal, my recent user pick is a drawing of what Excalibur will look like in the comic. So he was describing to me the character and what his powers were and everything, and I'm like, cool, I'm a comic character.
So you have a sword up your ass. How's that?
No.
No, okay.
Nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
But I totally geeked out. But Ryan's a cool guy. He actually would love to make an appearance on our show, so I'll try to see if I can get that set up and whatnot. And
yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Talk about his comic book thingies. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got lots of great stories to tell also, so he definitely is a blast to talk with. So, to the incredibly hot Latin man who's hot as fuck that lives in Jersey City, Ryan. Okay, there we go.
Ooh.
Shout out to you.
Really? Okay. All right. One more for me. Of course, Mike. Well, of course, my Mike. Also, he's in New Orleans right now. I'll see him on the 20th. We'll be going to Maine next week. So,
you're going to Maine for Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
We might have to record after that. So when I get back, I think we'll be back on the 20 on that Sunday or on Christmas Day. The flight is cheaper. That's why we got it that way. We're gonna surprise the family there.
Christmas lobster.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Also, one more shout out to Mike from Bear Films. Yes, thank you for sending the stuff for the listeners to win in the raffle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up. And do you have any more, or that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay, so better wrap this up. Okay, send your emails to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and don't forget to join the raffle, guys. It's very easy to join. Just send an email with the subject line Bear Films Video or Bear Films Calendar, whichever you want to win. And and if you win, I'll mail it to you. We'll do the drawing on Christmas Day, and we'll announce the winners on episode 100. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
So,
Well, they can contact me by emailing me at xcalibear@gmail.com, or you can call my voicemail line for the Fur Factor, which is 206-666-4649. And you can check out my podcast over at the Pod Show Network, the Fur Factor .podshow.com. And check out my most recent episode, which is called Sheena Easton Equals Hell. So I do a skit on there called What Went Wrong, where I take a look at movies that should have worked but they failed and the reasons why. And I cover the movie Santa Claus the Motion Picture that came out in 1985 with Dudley Moore and John Lithgow. And the reason for the title is because there was a song in the movie that was recorded by Sheena Easton that's probably one of the worst Christmas songs ever made.
I see.
And again, what to expect? It's Sheena Easton, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out Roy's website, thefurfactor.podshow.com. Yeah, the link is on the website. Yeah, fur is FFR, okay? Mm. All right, so yeah, leave your voice comments at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Sing a song or make whooping sounds. I don't know. I don't care. Just a gift of voicemails would be appreciated, guys.
The sounds of love.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here at Bear Podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
The faggot's out of here.